Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Man, 347-826-7435 is that call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And, man, you don't want to call me. You can email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, I will answer them because I'm a nice guy like that. I was born to please, whichever way you want to call it. Also, a social network. I am on Facebook. I have a Facebook group, the Smooth Drama Group. If you ask to get in, myself or Mr. J will add you to the Smooth Drama Group. It is kind of nice. We talk about pretty much everything, and everything is on the table every day, all day. So come check us out. Also, just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, you will find me. And add me wherever you are and wherever I am. And I will add you back, and we can talk about whatever. I'm open. It's like that. In the meantime, in between time, man, this NCAA tournament got me all fired up. And I'm not even playing. Something about March. I don't know if it's like there's the whole spring fever part to it, but then it's just get antsy around this time. It's like, woo, I'm just ready. I'm like ready. And my old ass is not getting out there and playing nary a lick. I mean, I shoot around. I play around with the kids every now and again, but that whole I'm out there like it used to be. I can get it in and play for like 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, and they're done. They're like, done. But nevertheless, I am still ecstatic about my ball playing activities. You know, I just lied to the kids about how great I was, you know. I embellish every story because that's what you do when you get to be old like I am. When you get to be 83 like me, you just lie about everything. Yeah. Anyway. Talking about I'm 83. But, yeah, it's definitely, like always. It's always fired up. Oh, I want to say shout out to my man, my brother Jaja, who picked Arizona to go all the way to the final game. And Arizona just got knocked out. Yeah, your bracket is done. And also to the other homies who picked Arizona to go far in the bracket, first place for me. First place for me. Yeah. I hate to lose at anything, but this one, I'm all but assured not to lose because these fools pick Arizona. It's like, how can you pick it? How did you think that was going to happen? I don't know, but yeah. NCAA. I'm a genius when it comes to predicting what's going to happen. No, I'm not. But it sounded good when I said it, right? Like, genius. I'm intelligent. I got this. But I don't. Oh, man. Now, what was not genius, though, was Florida. And, you know, I always got to talk about the state of Florida. Shout out to the homie Najib down there. Florida, these fools, Rick Scott, Governor Rick Scott, signed into law that safety legislation that they call it beefing up protection for students by allowing some school employees to be armed. I don't know if y'all ever see some of the people, school employees, you know, it's like some of these fools don't need to be in with guns, not at school, because some of them look weird as hell. And you know, I'm talking about teachers too, because it's like teachers and other people having guns, and what they did. But they came out and said that they're imposing a 3-day waiting period for any gun purchase. And they raised the minimum legal age for buying all guns in Florida from 18 to 21. And then it includes stricter gun ownership measures for those with mental health problems. I mean, you should just not have a gun if you have mental health problems. That one seems like it should be something that's just a no-brainer, non-negotiable. I have mental problems. I shouldn't own something that can kill a lot of people because I have mental problems. Maybe I'm missing it. I don't know. But I just thought it was weird that they would put that in there, like, yeah, stricter gun ownership measures for those with mental health problems. Like, you can't get one. If you're diagnosed bipolar, damn it, you shouldn't have a gun. It's just, I'm sorry. I mean, no disrespect to those who are bipolar, but hey, you kind of crazy. I mean, you can snap at any minute and go back and forth, especially if you're not taking your medication. Somebody's getting shot and killed. But hey, that only makes sense. So why am I talking about it? Because I'm trying to make sense out of something that just don't make sense. Before I talk about making sense, I mean, because there was the guy, right? Who fired the gun. And this is the dude, Dennis Alexander. He's a reserve police officer for Sand City. And he had been providing safety instructions at Seaside High School when he accidentally fired a single shot from a semi-automatic handgun into the ceiling. And so after that, the student was hit in the neck by debris after the bullet ricocheted off the ceiling, but was not seriously injured. They tried to say he was a teacher. And I'm like, nah, don't put that on the teacher. Nah, he's a police officer. Straight up, a reserve police officer. Just because he work at school don't make his ass a teacher. Nah, he's a reserve police officer handling safety instructions. Wasn't that safe? And he accidentally fired the shot. And you know, they put teacher. That's in the headline, teacher. No, ain't no damn teacher. That's police. Can't handle their business. Out here shooting kids accidentally. They shooting them on purpose and they shooting them accidentally. You know, try to save the teacher, man. Get out of here with that. Nah. Police officer don't know what the hell he's doing. But hey, we just gonna move into the dumb ass of the week. Since we talking about people that just don't make sense, might as well get into that, right? Had to get that laugh on there. Arizona woman involved in three-car wreck was charged Monday while driving under the influence on her way to her wedding. Amber Young. She was drunk driving on the way to the wedding. And what they did was they let her out for the wedding with, she wrote a note promising to appear later. So they let her go through it, right? Point is, she's drunk before the wedding. I mean, now, I ain't trying to cast no aspersions or anything like that, but if you're drunk before the wedding, is that saying that I don't even know I should be doing that? I mean, isn't that why people get toasted, hammered, whichever one you want to call it? Because they're just trying to ease their way into it. I mean, because it's like, you know, people drink so they can feel better about something, right? So, yeah, they're feeling better about getting married, so you get drunk on your wedding day. Not after, but before. I'm just saying, that don't sound good. But hey, I guess, I hope it works out for Amber. That is the dumbass of the week, right? I'm going to get drunk before the wedding. Like, you know, set it off. This is what it is. And so that's my dumbass of the week, but you knew that. Now, I had a secondary dumbass. Jackie Onassis' billionaire granddaughter, who supposedly lost a fortune. You know, when you lose like over $1 billion, you have to be doing something really, really dumb. Like, you know what? I got $1 billion to play with. I mean, you can't be. I mean, what are you spending your money on? I don't get it. It's, whew. You know, I read that and I was like, wow, you lost $1 billion. They talk about the athletes, right? I mean, we've seen where they talk about the athletes and how dumb they are and how they're unintelligent. They make unintelligent choices. Well, she lost $1 billion. I think she's number one with a bullet with unintelligent choices, right? $1 billion. Over $1 billion. You lost a family fortune? I don't know. That is not gangster. That is definitely not gangster. But hey, who am I to say? I just know that it's going to be tough, but she's like Trading Places? Eddie Murphy movie Trading Places? Where, you know, they trade places, and And one goes from rich to poor, poor to rich. Sociological experiment. Only she did hers, and it wasn't no movie. It was reality. Kind of stuck. Kind of broke. Rich friends not talking to you no more.
Ooh. You got poor people's money.
Anyway, I'm going to go on break. This is Killer Mike. Big Beast.
Hardcore G shit. Homie, all play around. Ain't shit. Sweet about the beat. This Atlanta clown. Home of the Steelers and the strippers in the clubs, though. Catch you coming out that magic city with a snub, ho. Lurking in the club on tourist motherfuckers. Welcome to Atlanta, up to Jerry, motherfucker. These monkey niggas looking for some new to Jermaine. And all that nigga found was the Ruger and the Pain. Wow, motherfucker, wow, come up on the game. Wow, motherfucker, wow, one off and it right. We some money hungry wolves and we down these streets. Your bodyguard ain't keep me stripping like a stripper bitch. These real ass killers moving silent with violence. The minute it said I'll bleed the motherfucking wild. How you from Atlanta that they never speak a pun? Well, everybody got a sack of dope and a gun.
Time in the project and OG saw a young Bumby as a prospect. Thought that I would understand the streets from a very young age. We opened up the G code to the front page. That V on the porch said this was a dog dick. Pointed at the yard, said that's what big dogs shit. Then don't leave till your ass get grown. Don't come back till your ass get sold. Whatever you want, is whatever you can have. Bring the pain and leave on the twist like it. So in the trap when you step out on the app, they show they wanna see ya. Cause be a trill, if they're not a modifier, be about it like a G. I ain't no wanna get you slippin'. Not to be a Jordan, but settle for a pivot. Player, I ain't even trippin', but I don't really care. Cause my pistol's in your face, so put your hands in the air.
I go around with that bullshit, nigga. We ain't let that shit go. When you come here, you better come correct.
I'm riding with a pistol, gripping down a clip of Simpson Road to Adamville. I'm repping this Atlanta city. Niggas trying to handle up. Let's see, can they handle this? 100 rounds at them. That ain't no Louisiana shit. Drinking on that Hennessy, blowing on that cannabis. America's nightmare. Trap nigga fantasy. A record full of felonies. Searching for a better me. But choppers go off in my hood like I wreck you to tell me. Shoot a nigga, let him leave. Fuck a shout, suck a nigga, I never be, don't give a fuck about it. Quick to run up on that out and make him get the fuck about it. Nigga gotta be about it, he deserve it, he allow it. What's a coward to a kamikaze? He ain't robbed a man, he predator and prey. The law of nature where I stay, I catch you slipping with that chain. Ain't no illusion, no confusion. You better come up off that cake and all the jury are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Killer Mike, Big Beast, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. I don't know if anybody saw, once again, in Florida, the pedestrian bridge under construction at the Florida International University. It collapsed, killing at least four people. And it's just days after the crews had dropped like an elevated 950-ton span in place on this project. And get this, it was intended to give students a safe route across the busy roadway. Now, I mean, nobody knows what happened. Obviously, it wasn't done right. It just crashed down across eight lanes, flattening eight cars. Four people were killed, and rescue crews are still there right now trying to reach vehicles. Nine people have been pulled away from the rubble and rushed to the hospital. Yeah, it's crazy. And we talking about this supposed to be the pedestrian bridge. It don't make stuff to laugh here. Your quality ain't what we trying to do. It's like we just trying to do something. Got nothing to do with quality. It's just something. You throwing something together. And it, I mean, it would, the whole bridge just collapses. I mean, that's the scariest thing going. I mean, you think all the times you've driven or walked over a bridge. I mean, I've driven and walked over a bridge like 1,000 times. You know, when you think about it, just one day you're just walking and that whole thing just collapses. Or you're driving across it and the whole thing collapses. Not a good look. Not a good look at all. And speaking of not good looks, you know, we talking about Flint. You know, I'm always talking about Flint. Like, you know, the whole Flint thing sucks. 'Cause it's 2018. And they're not scheduled to get anything done till 2020. So it's still 2 years away, even though they've been suffering since 2014. I'm not digressing, though, because that's kind of the point. I'm just going to bring that up all the time, the fact that poor people got to wait. And they're still giving them bottled water. Like, yeah, I can shower with all this bottled water. And the worst thing was when the water company was charging people bills. You see, that's when you're at that other level, you know, at that another level of crazy. When you charge people, a bill for water that's killing them. Water that's killing them. Literally, you're getting cancer, lead poisoning from the water, and they're charging you. But I'm still not digressing. I guess they found out there's a study that said drinking from a plastic water bottle likely means ingesting microplastic particles. You know, and they're talking about, they're calling for scientific research on the possible health implication of widespread plastics pollution. They did it over, they carried it out over 250 water bottles sourced from 11 brands in 9 different countries. And it revealed that microplastic contamination was nearly universal, found in more than 90% of the samples. This is a study done by the journalism organization or media and researchers at the State University of New York at Fredonia. Fredonia. It's all good. And they found an average of 10.4 microplastic particles, about the width of a human hair per liter. That's about twice the level of contamination discovered in the group's earlier study on plastic contamination in tap water across the globe, with the highest rate, of course, found in the United States. Now, previous studies have found that there's like a large portion of plastic particles found in the ocean. But in the case of the new ORB study, the contamination was partly the result of plastic packaging and partly the fault of the bottling process. The survey included brands like Aquafina, Dasani, Evian, Nestle, and San Pellegrino. And now they come out and they say it's unclear what effect, if any, this consumption of tiny bits of plastic has on human health. And they say as much as 90% of ingested plastic could pass through a human body, but some of it may end up lodged in the gut or traveling through the lymphatic system, according to the research by the European Food Safety Authority. Now, they say they don't know all the chemicals in plastic. They say there's so many unknowns here. And I'm like, so the people who make plastic don't know how they make it. They don't know what ingredients are in plastic. Now, I don't believe that. I'm going to guess most people with brains, like brains, they have zombies from the zombie apocalypse and ate their brains out. You don't believe that either. Like, yeah. Yeah. The people who make plastic bottles don't know how to make plastic bottles. They don't know what's in it. You believe that? I mean, if you believe that, then I got a lot of bridges to sell you. I got them in Costa Rica. I got them in San Francisco. I got a bridge in my backyard that I can sell you. It's real cheap. Want to see it? I mean, because you boo-boo fool if you believe that the people who make plastic bottles don't know what's in plastic that they make. We obviously know, because 90% of this ingested plastic can pass through your human body, and the study shows that it's not good for you, for good for us, and get contamination. Then you have to conclude that, not that I hate saying this, but it's a government conspiracy to keep this under wraps, because as most people know, you start saying, all right, we have bad pipes, right? So you have bad pipes, but then you have bottled water, you know, because bottled water is supposed to be the be-all to end-all. Like, hey, yeah, we got bottled water, so we're safe. But then they say that all of this stuff, it can pass through your human body, but it can end up lodged in the gut. So you have a lot of, in your gut, you have plastic. Remember the old myth where they used to talk about how, oh, if you swallow gum, it doesn't deteriorate for like 7 years, so you can have just like a big ass gumball if you're one of them people. Cause I work with some people who would like chew gum and just swallow it, like, that was good. Can I get another piece? Like, what? Did you just swallow that? Are you ready to die? You gonna have a big ass piece of gum. I mean, if you chew gum nowadays, it doesn't last. I mean, it like breaks apart like nothing. It's crazy how cheap the gum is. So this gum nowadays, it's not gonna take 7 years. Hell, it won't even take 7 hours to degrade inside your stomach if your stomach is doing the right thing, obviously. But still, you know, the fact that this stuff is in your gut, the plastic's in your gut. So then you would say, going back to Flint, for no strange reason, because it just makes sense. If you're in Flint and you still have 2 years left, let me see, yeah, 3/15/2008. You still have 2 years left before they start fixing the pipes. They, you know, start making it happen. So they're providing them with bottled water. But then you find out, hell, the bottled water is contaminated. And it's making you have a fat gut. Your belly is filled with plastic, poisonous plastic that you can't digest. Some kind of microbes.
Mm.
That's very reassuring. I don't even know if I don't even want to finish the show now. Yeah. I'm drinking plastic water. And see, I got my plastic water bottle right here, and I'm like, take a drink. So now I just add it to my intake in my stomach of whatever I'm intaking. So basically, we're all like Wolverine. You got the adamantium. If you ever saw Logan, he's got the adamantium. Wolverine, X-Men, he's got the adamantium. And eventually it broken down. He had a healing factor, but the metal inside his body broke down his healing factor because it's constantly healing. When you get older, you can't heal quite as quick. And so I'm guessing that's what that this plastic water bottle will do. Like, eventually it's gonna break us down. I won't say urban myth, but the thing was, you clean your colon, and it would take away your gut. Because that's supposedly why people have guts, because they have excess feces in their colon, and your body hasn't been able to adjust digest it. So that's why people clean their colons and do those other things. Yeah, that's kind of a depressing topic. So I'm gonna go away from that, and I'm gonna go into something even more depressing. I'm going to the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right, so who's the hater of the week? This one was real easy. Morgan Roof, the younger sister of Dylan Roof. If you don't know who Dylan Roof was, Dylan Roof was the cracker ass cracker from South Carolina, who sat up in the Bible study, and then after the Bible study, he shot all of the people from the Bible study. Because they were like black and he had to do it. But anyway, his sister, Morgan Roof, she was arrested after taking two weapons to school and posting to Snapchat that she hopes students protesting against gun violence in the nationwide walkout get shot. She's 18 years old, so she ain't far from her brother. And she showed up at AC Flora High School in South Carolina with a knife, pepper spray, and marijuana. And she faces weapons and drug charges. A judge released her cracker ass. On a $5,000 bond, but order her to stay away from her school. So, let's get this straight. Dylan Roof's sister brings the knife, pepper spray, and marijuana to school. And she gets released on a $5,000 bond, but ordered to stay away from her school. Now, there's the obvious in the room, right? It's kind of obvious. He's racist. Just a little racist, right? Little racist. But, you know, once again, she's still not characterized as a terrorist. Because, you know, she also came out and said in her post, "You're walking out for the allowed time of 17 minutes. They are letting you do this. Nothing is going to change what you think is going to do. I hope it's a trap and y'all get shot. We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway. No offense, of course, but..." Think about that for a second. She said, "Y'all walk out. I hope it's a trap and y'all get shot. We know it's fixing to be nothing but black people walking out anyway. Because, yes, we black people care about each other and try not to go up to the school and shoot other poor innocent people." It's the most ridiculous thing that I've heard in the argument, and the fact that she got let go, you know, she's a terrorist and came there with the express purpose of harming someone. She's there to harm someone. Her brother harmed someone. So my question is, who are these parents? Who are their parents? Because they're both young. So they got to ink that ignorance from somebody. Parents, auntie, uncle, whoever. Right? That's just what it is. It's crazy. It's crazy to think. It's crazy to think that you can get away with saying this stuff. But it's not crazy because we know it's a reality. See, I'm always amazed by the white people who are like, "Oh my God, that is so wrong." That's so reality, though. That's so reality here in the United States. I mean, she can come out and say that and still get off. That's that Marvin Gaye, "Making One Holler." That's what Marvin was talking about. "Making One Holler." These folks tripping hard for no... Well, they had a reason. Obviously, they hate black folks. Feel like, you know, damn darkies. And, I mean, she got out. I guess she got out because she was... best behavior or whatever. I don't know. I never let ass out. You're going to sit in here for a few years because you're crazy. But that's the reason why I'm not a Supreme Court judge or just a regular judge, because if I was a regular judge, she would not be nothing nice. Like, what? What? You wanted to kill? Oh, you didn't care about black folks? All right. So, shit, we're going to give you that 5 to 10 that you're looking for. Let's see if you can really handle it. Can you really handle it? Or are you just talking about it? You ain't about that life. As you know, a lot of people, because I'm not about that life. No. I'm definitely not trying to do anything that's going to get me locked up, because I am. It's not happening for me. I don't see what I would get out of that. Absolutely, positively, nothing. I don't know. I think it is time for me to go on break. So what am I going to do for break? I don't know. It's like when you have a brain fart, you just don't know what you're going to do. Then I sit up here and I think, you know what? I'm gonna go with one of my classics off one of my favorite albums. This is a Little Brother, Diary of a Mad Black Dad. No, all for you.
together you got smooth drummer.
Butcher and Harold. Anyway, welcome back to Smooth Drama. I am Mr. F N Word, and that was Little Brother. Let you know, this is all for you. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. All right. It's the time of the day where we talk about this right here, Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
What is that shit that happened again? Well, most people know about that nationwide walkout that we had that was supposed to shake up America and, you know, about mass shootings. And how we don't want guns in the school. There was like 17 minutes where people walked out and they were supposed to be out in the protest and, you know, talking about gun violence in the school system. It's a beautiful sentiment, and it's something that needs to be talked about, but has nothing to do with the issue. I mean, we have had a lot of shooters. You know, I've talked about this. We've had a lot, I mean, a lot of shooters. All of them have one thing in common. Once again, they're all mentally ill, according to the police. That's all they have in common. They're all mentally ill. But you're Dylan Roos and, you know, these school shooters, they all have one other thing in common. They are all terrorists. But they're not terrorists, because terrorists aren't white. White people aren't terrorists. It can't happen. It's an impossible thought reverberation. It just can't even consider the concept. Like, you know, hold on. Every last one of these shooters have said that they're white nationalists, white supremacists. They all got that in common. I mean, when you think about that for a second, just that all the shooters, white nationalists, white supremacists. No, they're just mentally unhealthy. Yes, we know they're mentally unhealthy, because when you're a white supremacist, you're mentally unhinged. You're unhealthy. Because you think of yourself as superior when, you know, physiologically speaking, you're not. But, you know, for these purposes, they are. They're about murdering innocent human beings who've done nothing to them most of the time. Because you say there are some people who were bullied and then they brought the gun to shoot their assailants, the people that were bullying them and whatnot. But that's not what we had here. This last one, that's not what we had here. You just had somebody that was just killing indiscriminately. You're just mad over something. And you know what? I'm going to shoot as many people as possible. It's a sick, beyond sick and deranged. But that's what we're talking about here. Groundhog Day. Not terror. Nope. Just, they're just mentally unhealthy. So if they get the help that they need, they can be productive citizens. So you'll have Dylan Roof's sister. So, like, I mean, she comes out and say, hey, I wish y'all all get set up and shot. Yeah. Oh, man. Too much to bear, but not enough to bear. I don't know. Is too much to bear, but not enough to bear? Is that possible? Can that actually function as a universal tool of, I don't know, I'm talking bullshit at this point. Let me just stick to my unofficial script and talk about, speaking of white supremacy. As most people know, Charles Manson died. For the white people that he killed, Charles Manson died.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you guys. Smooth. Drama.